We need to talk.
In a somewhat friendly manner.
So make the call.
A colorful call.
884-9910. News and talk. Live and local. The Weekend. On News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
So, Sheree, where are you going to see the cars today?
You know what? I think I'm going to head up to Virginia City and check out some of those beautiful cars and maybe take a dip in the pool while I'm up there.
What was your first car?
My first car?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. A Ford Escort.
Ford Escort. Oh, you kids. mine was 64 T-Bird. We're here with real estate agent Sheree Kepler, who has been in this area for a very long time. And I have been dying to talk local real estate with somebody on this talk show. And folks, if you have any questions, you folks, I was talking before you came on, Sheree, about people looking for homes and the things that they want to know when they're buying here in this area and why they can trust you, of course. Folks, our lines are open, 884-9910. But Sheree Kepler is here. She is a real estate agent. Tell us a bit about yourself and what led you to become a real estate agent.
Sure. Thanks for having me, John.
Sure.
Well, I've been in the area, like John said, nearly 30 years, and I truly find it one of the most beautiful places to live. I graduated with my bachelor's degree from UNR with criminal justice and business, and I spent the earlier part of my career in the corporate world, which, while it was a great experience, I was just drawn to do something more personal and service-oriented, and that's what led me to real estate. So I love helping people find homes here in this area. Anywhere I go, I'm talking it up. It's beautiful. And I know we're growing exponentially, and some people want to slow it down, and I think if we could just do it at a steady pace, we're okay.
Well, you took an interesting route. I mean, of course, now I assumed as a kid, you weren't like, I want to be a real estate agent. I don't think any kid really says that in the beginning.
No.
But you went to University of Nevada, Reno. You were in criminal justice. Was that the plan?
That sure was. Growing up, my aunt was a cop in Phoenix, Arizona, which is where I was born and raised up until I was 12. And so, yep, I wanted to be a cop and studied with investigations in high school. I've done reserve deputy work. I've volunteered in multiple capacities and in public service.
And your husband's a full-time deputy sheriff, right?
Yes, he is.
Do you miss working law enforcement?
You know what? No, because I love helping people in a positive capacity. Because I hear great stories come out of it, but more so not great. So I love that real estate's positive.
I know people who did that, got out. They said their hands were tied. It was arresting people, but it wasn't providing the positive solutions to these people. That was somebody else's job. But does that background come in handy now with real estate? You ever use it?
I believe any of our background we can incorporate at some aspect of our lives. I'd say negotiating. I'm firmer. I stand by, what my clients want. Mm-hmm. I just think listening to people is very important. And so I think any experience we get in life, it can be applied to something.
Here's how I relate it to you, because your bio says you enjoyed looking at houses. That's what it says, and how they're designed and how they're decorated. I do too. I love that. I so love how people make their home their pride and joy. I love to see a well taken care of, beautiful house on a street, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that brings you joy, right?
Absolutely. It's an art. Like when you're going for a walk and you see these homes, I go running on the wetlands path and I look in people's backyards and I'm just fascinated.
Yeah. So how are different areas and neighborhoods doing? Do you have any favorites to recommend to home buyers? Somebody, one of the many, many people who come here and move here, where do you kind of direct them to? especially if they're looking for things like, oh, a value or an area that will appreciate and value more than another neighborhood. Do you have any favorite neighborhoods that you direct people to?
I try not to steer people into a certain neighborhood. What I do is I listen to what they're needing as far as, first of all, do they have kids? Do they need a school nearby?
Are they going to school? Yeah.
Are they going to be commuting to work? Maybe I don't want them, you know, to be in a highly trafficked, you know, area and have that commute that is going to take 2 hours. I listen to if it's going to be their forever home. Are they looking to gain quick equity and move? Or there's a lot of different factors that go into it, which is how I give people options to different areas around here.
Do you have a home that you would like to advertise right here? The one? Do you have a home you're trying to sell right now?
Sure. I have one. It is 7970 Abilene in Stagecoach, and this is a great starter home. It is close to USA Parkway.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Yeah, Stagecoach, you take that winding road that goes up. And I know somebody who lives there. They have the greatest view.
Yes, you do.
Because you're on a hill, and it's overlooking the highway there, 395.
Yes, and you have property. And right now, it's affordable, and it's something hard to find. So, like
it is affordable, I think, because, Cherie, it's because it's kind of an undiscovered hot neighborhood of the future, in my view. I've been here forever. Yes, I'm old. I came here at 78. Stagecoach. You never really hear much about Stagecoach.
I think you're right. I believe it's going to grow, and it's a good investment area. It's going to take a little bit, but
it's going to be updated.
It'll be there.
There's an awful lot of manufactured homes out there that I think the character of that whole area is going to change, and people are going to just upgrade the entire area. It's going to get a little bit high class, and I think now's the time to get in on it.
Yep, I have some ideas as far as investing goes. I'd love to chat to anyone interested.
Investing-wise, if you're looking to buy in an area that has good value and sees that good price appreciation, what areas do you see a good future? That if people are just looking at dollar signs about appreciating value,
sure.
besides Stagecoach, what do you say?
My take on that is new build home communities.
Okay.
You get in on some of the first phase, you know, first, second phase, you're gaining equity as it gets built out. So new homes are a great way to go for quicker equity in that respect. And I personally, my husband and I, we built in 2015 in South Reno and sold it 5 years later. And it's the only reason we're in the house we're in now that we couldn't afford before.
I see like a median home price in areas like Gardnerville going well past $700,000. And when I think in 1978 what they were, I mean, it was like barely $100,000. So there are areas that people can make a great investment in. Now, all said, real estate is not easy, especially starting out. And you've been at this for what, a decade or so, real estate?
I'm going on 8 years.
8 years, okay.
Yeah, and it's...
But it's not easy, is it?
No, it's challenging, and my family has definitely felt the effects of that.
You get these calls when you're in the middle of a family gathering and somebody wants to see a house. You got to work around their schedule.
I've been on the back of a Harley on our anniversary trip with my laptop working because you just got to work. No, it's challenging, but that's part of why I love it. Every day is different. No two deals are the same. But what I truly love is just the impact you get to have on people. And whether it's handing someone the keys to their first home or helping a family sell and move on to the next chapter, I mean, it's incredibly rewarding.
Folks, would you like to ask a question of a real estate agent who is very local and here in the studio? Our phone number, 884-9910. We're going to take our break here. Don't go anywhere. One more segment with you, Cherie. 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1016.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth.
I'm sorry, I'm on.
We were having a good conversation.
We were, yeah. Sheree is here. Sheree, hooray, it's Sheree. That's a slogan you should use.
Right?
Hooray, it's Sheree. Sheree Kepler, real estate agent. One more segment with Sheree. We were just talking off the air. Okay, Zillow, I want your opinion on that. What's your opinion on people who, like, to them, Zillow is like the Bible when it comes to home values, and so many people trust Zillow. What do you say about that?
I would say, after running comparable market analyses over the years, when I come up with my own number and then go and compare it to other sites and whatnot, Zillow is probably one of the more accurate sites.
Wow, I'm amazed you said that. I know real estate agents who hate it.
I mean, sometimes it can be your worst enemy, because what people see is, you know, the low and the highest, and so it doesn't always match where that particular home is priced, which is why it can be an accurate guide.
Wow, you are honest enough to say that. Oh my gosh, the agents, I only know, I think, about three real estate, they hate that. Oh my gosh.
Because it doesn't work. Love it or hate it.
It doesn't work in their favor too much and such. But boy, I'm surprised.
I think if you do good comps and you stand by your listing price, then it doesn't matter.
All right. Sheree Kepler, Google reviews. I'm only going to read two.
Thank you.
By the way, they're all 5-star.
You didn't pick the 1-stars, did you?
There are none.
I'm just kidding.
No, are you talking about Yelp?
No.
I don't trust Yelp.
I don't have
Google reviews. This is from a Michael McMahon. Sheree helped us sell our parents' home. She helped us set the price, and we sold in 5 days. She was always professional and upbeat during the stressful time of getting everything ready for the sale. She also gave us referrals to help us with all the work of getting an estate ready for sale. I would highly recommend her. Nice, Sheree. Lindsay Giles post. I give the last name because these are legit, okay? So, you know, nobody else. This is a person. Lindsay Giles posted, Sheree went above and beyond for my home sale transaction. This is our second deal together, and I will continue to have her as my realtor for all future deals. 1010 would recommend. And one more. 5 months ago, Bill Nagel wrote, quote, extremely knowledgeable, motivated, and caring, understood what I was going through and made sure all my questions were answered, listing to buying and everything in between. The absolute best, B-E-S-T, capital letters. And oh my gosh, 2 exclamation marks. You have a special focus on, because I trolled around on the internet, what is it with you and your priority seems to be, if there is a priority customer, is a veteran or a first responder. Why are these folks so important to you?
Sure. They hold a special place in my heart. My husband's a Purple Heart Marine, and he is currently in law enforcement. Also, like I mentioned before, in my earlier career, I was a reserve deputy. I was a CASA for children and a youth detention officer. So I really know what it takes to serve the public and to just listen and be empathetic when you can. And that's what I try and carry on with real estate. So I want to give back to those that serve in a way by giving them the guidance and resources that I've learned over the years, which is why I'm also going to bring in some local lenders, James and Lisa Ramsey from Central Bank. They're experts on all loans, but the knack they have for VA loans. I took a class with them, and immediately after, I told my husband we had to meet them because they know all these incredible ways to navigate a VA loan. So,
speaking of which, I know, and I'm sure a lot of people know, a lot of people who rent apartments and are constantly griping about how the landlords are always raising the rent and everything. And when you bring up, why don't you look into buying a home or something like that? They think it's totally out of their realm. They think there's no way I can actually be a homeowner. Veterans think this, and they don't realize what the great the properties are of a VA loan. What can you say to encourage people to consider this aside from the renting that they do?
I love when people get out of their comfort zone and reach out to me, and we can work together with the lender, and the lender comes up with a plan, and people are like, I had no idea it was a possibility. And that is, it's the most joyful feeling to see someone that never thought they could own a home get into a home.
Is it possible for somebody who, I don't know, makes $50,000-$60,000 a year, is it possible for that person to get a home or be a homeowner?
Yes, home ownership is possible for anyone. It's just about working with the right people and coming up with a plan, and we'll get you there.
And this is something that traditionally, looking at history, appreciates.
Absolutely.
And value.
It's one of the best appreciating values.
Yeah. We don't like landlords, do we? No, actually, you know.
I mean, I work with a lot of property managers.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. One more question. What should buyers and sellers know about the real estate market right now? Let's talk timing. What do you, Sheree Kepler, what do you see coming in the real estate market? Or how is it right now for buying and selling? Go ahead.
I'd say it is. It's interesting where we are. You're seeing inventory slowly come up more. There's more homes than we've seen in the past. However, we're also seeing that sellers are having to adjust pricing with this shift and have their homes more ready to show. Okay. Buyers are a little hesitant because of where rates are. So everyone's always waiting for rates, right? What I can say is we're starting to see them stabilize right now, which I know they still seem high compared to what they were, you know, used to in the past. But experts are saying that we're hopefully going to see a potential rate drop late this year or early next year, which would open the market further.
Actually, the rates, from my perspective, me being an old man, they're actually kind of low compared to some eras that we have been through.
Yeah.
What, 6-some percent or something like that?
Yes, and you talk to...
But what you just said changes what I've heard for a long time. Haven't heard it recently, but we're, you know, everybody was saying that there wasn't enough inventory out there and that sellers don't bargain at all. And now you're saying that you can negotiate with sellers and that there is enough inventory. That's the first I heard.
We're still low on inventory, but we're seeing it slowly, you know, improve. But like I said, I think the problem is sellers are still trying to adjust to the shift of where buyers are at in the market.
And I think you miss out. If you're on the sidelines waiting for the interest rate to drop 0.5% or 0.25%, you're missing out on that house that's now for sale that you're in love with because it'll get snapped up.
I tell people that, you know, all the time. Buy now before, because once the rates drop, it's going to get a little more competitive again.
Then you're competing with the crowd. You're right. Yeah.
And you can always buy down your rate down the road. So get the house you love and refinance later.
Do I sound like too much of a cheerleader here with you?
Hooray, Sheree.
No, I sincerely believe in what I say, and I've seen this market go up and down, and I've known so many people affected by it. And it's so great to get that insight from you. So you're going to be on once a month with us.
Yes, right? Indeed. And I'll bring the lenders with me quite a few times. So we'd love questions.
Money. Yeah, it'll be great. All right. I'm sorry. What was that, Craig? First Saturday of each month, I'm told.
Yes. Okay. I will be here. We get to be friends.
All right. Super. So nice meeting you.
Very nice meeting you.
Sheree Kepler, how can people get in touch with you?
You can give me a call, text 775-771-1558. I'd love to hear from you, even if you're just inquiring or curious about things. I'm happy to chat.
And if you're a newcomer, welcome to town. Sheree's number, 771-1558. All right. Talk to you next month.
Thanks, John. Can't wait.
All right. Going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local. It's just me for the next half hour, and we'll definitely take calls then from you. Open topic until I latch on to something. Very unpredictable show today. 884-9910 is our number. We're going to break for Fox News. Be back in just a little bit. And then local news with Greg Neft on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:30.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Hello. John Potter, live and local, 10:35, our current temperature in the Reno area, 75 degrees. Let's check the roads. Being a local show is important here. Besides being full of the most beautiful cars in automotive history, how lucky are we to get 6,000 examples of that? Traffic. No crashes. Great news. Just that stalled vehicle southbound 580 at South Virginia and Patriot. I'm John Potter. Phone lines are 884-9910. Text or call. I am a cocksure, arrogant, little pain-in-the-neck fanatic who says things under the delusion that it means something and makes a difference. And somehow, over the morning coffee, somebody is going to agree. You know, some people talk to themselves and some people write. And somehow society has decided that one gets committed somewhere and the other gets a paycheck. You know, cut your ear off and you're a kook. Paint a picture of yourself with your ear cut off and you're an artist. Go figure. Emails and texts, speaking of which, didn't get to these. I haven't even checked the text today. I'm afraid to, actually, with what has been said on this show from 9 to 9:30. I'm afraid to look at the texts. But, okay, I got one last Saturday. Yes, whoever sent it. Text, I don't see names. Yes, I know it's Palisades, Tahoe, and not Paradise, Tahoe. I said it wrong last Saturday. And the whole reason I brought that topic up, why I brought Palisades, Tahoe up, I brought it up after reading the story about President Trump, who wants the Washington Redskins back, and the team wants a new stadium. And he is suggesting that if you want help from taxpayer funds, government funds, that you should switch your name back to the Redskins. He is suggesting with a hammer that they do that. And actually, there's something I'm curious what you think about. But anyway, what I said last Saturday was, I said, do you think he'll come out and want Palisades, Tahoe, to go back to Squaw? I think if, personally, I think if somebody like mentions it to him and he finds out they get any kind of federal funding, he just might do that. Local news this week, smartphones in classrooms are going to be targeted in Washoe County Public Schools. The Board of Trustees voted this week, unanimously, by the way, to enforce the phone away and learn today rules for the next school year because a new bill, SB 444, requires schools to adapt phone policies during instruction that include disciplinary action. Local principals did voice concerns in Washoe County about getting more support for that enforcement. Yeah, who's going to provide the enforcement? And dealing with concerns and complaints from parents who say, well, I won't be able to contact my kid if some tragedy occurs, or if a family tragedy, that's something they have to know about, I can't get in touch with them. But the rule is they are going to do the phone away and learn today and have the kids put their phones in these pockets or little lockers in classrooms. Never any issues in the classrooms with this in the mid-50s to 60s. I do remember in the 70s, we would get in trouble for calculators, and we would hear teachers tell us, you're not going to always have a calculator with you in life. Smartphones, well, they're different. You will always have them with you in life from what we from what we observe. Okay, what else in the news? In-N-Out CEO. Yes, the In-N-Out restaurant here in town. Lindsay Snyder has responded to online criticism following her controversial appearance on the Relatable podcast, where she discussed her decision to move to Tennessee. She was one of those Californians who had it up to here, and she proudly said on a podcast that she was going to move to Tennessee. Here's what she had to say. Yeah, that's what she had to say. I'm not going to read the whole thing here. But on Reddit, there were 3,000 comments, and 99% of them feel that they should have a voice in telling this telling this woman where she has to live. That's Reddit for you. Yeah, or in Sydney Sweeney's case, telling a woman what to say. Right? I really, you know, there's some things that are very big, you know, in our culture and on the national news that I dread talking about. I don't want to talk about that. I really, everybody else, who cares? But you almost have to, because it really is one of the top talk topics of the week, crazy culture that we're in and everything. But this, to me, is the Sydney Sweeney perfect example of how our national news media creates stories. This whole thing started with, okay, so she did the commercial a couple of weeks ago. They put the big print ads all over the mall clothing stores, you know, for American Eagle jeans. And they have these big, huge posters put up with what she said about her jeans. And you know what? Four TikTokers came out and called it white supremacy. And TV news, they look for this kind of stuff, especially the morning shows. The Good Morning America and the CBS Morning News were all over this because four TikTokers called it white supremacy, which would make you laugh, you know, right now to think that this ad was Nazi stuff. And they always, you know, start these stories with outrage is brewing and people are talking. No, I don't know. I didn't know anybody. And you know what? I have a lot of people I know here in town. I spent most of my life here in town. My wife and I, we are extremely social. We're always going out. We go to restaurants. We host parties. We host backyard parties. We go to parties. We know so many people. Not one of them said anything about this ad. You know what? That jeans ad is very offensive. Never heard that. But four TikTokers, and the national news picks it up and rides with it and creates this outrage. It's part of the news media's effort to divide the nation too. I don't know. It gets clicks. It gets ratings. It's fake news to the extreme. It is created. Nobody I know was even noticed. What I didn't, you know, when I saw the ad, I still didn't get it. She's talking about her jeans with a G. Okay, I get it. I mean, if you look for it, you'll find something to be outraged about. It's not the news media's job to do that for you. If you're outraged about it, that's not news. And there's nothing to be outraged about. I hate talking about stuff like this. Oh, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, In-N-Out. Okay, In-N-Out. Speaking of fast food, news from California this week. California went to the $20 minimum wage for fast food workers in April of last year. And according to California's own Department of Labor, that move cost the state 18,000 fast food jobs. And the overwhelming majority of those people who lost their jobs were replaced by kiosks, which are becoming increasingly more popular around here, to my frustration, to my never-ending anger, these kiosks, or their jobs are possibly being replaced by an app. Now, you know, maybe those workers found something else. I have a nephew out in the Midwest, and he has taken a job for the summer. In fact, he starts on Monday working in a nursing home, largely cleaning up human waste for $14 an hour. And it's good that he's working. And I also think this particular job, I also think that this just may focus his attention on his schoolwork just a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? It's like what my dad would say. You can do your homework, or you can keep cleaning up crap for $14 an hour. You pick. And finally, a local news story. Channel 8 did this strange story this week about the Cullen Ranch House at Mayberry and South McCarran, a historic house, which is, if you've driven by and seen what they've done, a historic house rapidly losing its historic character, as developers have really converged upon this house and have turned it into some sort of office park monstrosity. Well, this article, okay, it reads, honestly, this article reads like a love letter to that effort. It reads, this is the news article, okay? Nestled on the site of the original Cullen Ranch with convenient interstate access, Mayberry Gardens is a 31,000-square-foot business campus offering commercial suites, state-of-the-art amenities, and walkable access to the scenic Mayberry neighborhood, the 30-acre Betsy Cullen Donnelly Park, and nearby river trails. Construction began in 2020 on this one-of-a-kind development, which features five newly constructed office buildings, thoughtfully anchored. could they make this big building development sound any more heavenly? By the beautifully preserved and restored Cullen Ranch House, a treasured reminder of the property's agricultural roots and a symbol of its seamless blend of history, beauty, and modern functionality. The land's legacy dates to its beginnings as a 6,000-acre cattle ranch. You know, when I bought, before I bought a townhome across the street from that, we were promised, as were my neighbors, that greatly reduced little cattle pasture with a 4 or 5 cows would never be touched.
Oh, why? John, that's written into the Washoe County Charter, blah, blah. They can never touch that.
It's gone. It's gone. All right, story goes on. News story, folks. The design elements at Mayberry Gardens were thoughtfully crafted to reflect the character of the surrounding neighborhood while seamlessly integrating modern functionality The ranch house has been carefully renovated to support contemporary business needs while preserving the architectural integrity and historic charm of the original structure. Good Lord, I'm about to cry here. It goes on and on with this. It sounds a little bit slanted, would you say? Is it just me? It sounds a little slanted toward, I don't know, developers? Just a little, do you think? The story is like a three-minute long Hallmark card. I just would rather appreciate our reporters and anchor people who seem to be 99% recently moved here from California and other places outside northern Nevada. I would like to see real locals who know the history, who cherish the local history, and who know the love we have for these silly ranches with the cattle on them and such. I would like some longtime resident people to report the news. We want news people who really know us Nevadans, who, you know, in our loves of history and our Nevada culture and the natural beauty that developers are forever eliminating. And, you know, just don't be a spokesperson for those who are taking all that away from us. And we are not California, and we don't want to hear that or mispronunciations. And gosh, what did I see this week? Some local news source spelled out Lemon Valley as lemon, as in the fruit with the one M, Valley. 10:50 is our time. This is Live and Local. I'm John Potter, 884-9910. I'm going to be brave enough to look at those texts, see what you had to say here after what I said between 9 and 9:30. And I only did that, by the way. Craig knows this. I only brought up that stuff between 9 and 9:30 because Jerry is out in the hinterlands hunting, has no access to a radio. Is that correct? You promised me that, Craig. You said that, right?
That is what I am informed. Yep. Jerry, you Henry, shouldn't... and Will are all out hunting.
Both of them. Both owners. You shouldn't have said that to me. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. 10:51 is our time. We're going to be talking coffee starting at 11 o'clock with our next guest. But before that, I have one more segment by myself. And owners can't stop me. They're out the no radio contact at all. It's a Potter dream here at the Radio Ranch in Reno. 884-9910, back in a few in a short while and taking your calls. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:52.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Live and local, John Potter. Thank you for your calls and texts. I checked out the texts. I like this one. Well, what do you know? Sanity. What a concept. I don't know what you're referring to, but I said something good, I guess. Let's go to the phones. Paul is calling from VC Highlands. Paul, good morning. I'm glad you called, sir.
Good morning. Hey, I got a comment or a little knowledge about vacant land in you're buying a place, two people have never listened to. The first one you already know, the politician. If the lists are moving, you're probably lying. Second one is, you just had one on your show, and I can't speak for her. I'm not going to, you know, but when they tell you nobody ever build there, you know, unless it's in the deed of trust, it's everyone for themselves. And that's happened so many times.
Well, And I get what you're saying, my friend. It's just that particular area, the county was in charge of this ranch, the Collin Ranch House, and the pasture. You remember the cows that were there, and I was sworn up and down. It wasn't the real estate agent who told me that before I bought the townhouse. It was everybody I talked to, like at work and everything. Oh, no, that's it. It's in the charter. They can't change that.
Yeah.
But they changed it.
The charters change all the time. The charter is just the goal, the plan. It's not, you know, written in stone.
I guess it's not.
If the city's expanded, they need housing. Yeah.
I guess.
Estate agents are notorious for it, too. There was one big case in Reno where people bought on the hill. Nice view of Reno. And they said, oh, that hill over there's never going to be built on. A big I think it was a Mormon temple went up, or Mormon, not a temple, the Mormon stake went up, just huge. But, you know, it was, yeah, that's just the way it was. Somebody was selling the view, and, you know, people, like I said, unless it's in the deed, in your deed of trust, that land over there is not going to be built on, you have no recourse.
I guess I was super
real estate agent.
Yeah. Well, I guess I was really gullible. I did not deal with a real estate agent. I bought direct from the builder. We were the very first owners of that particular townhouse. But oh, the cows are gone.
I know.
And what it is now? It's what the heck are they? That's the Colin Ranch house. My God, keep your hands off! It's too late for that.
Yeah, I know. You think Paul, history would.
Yeah. Well, it's like when I. Thank you, Paul. I left town in 81 and came back in 2000, and my first reaction was, oh my gosh, what the heck happened to this place? What happened to my Reno? More old man meanderings to come, but we're going to be talking coffee up next and taking calls about it, your favorite coffee shop, all that. Coming up, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter, back after Fox News.